Today's Daf Chav Gimel. We're on Chav Gimel. This whole week, the Daf is sponsored by Sharon Barrel. Zayat Daskel Zeicha Nishmas Meshulam Zusia Ben Eliezer Litman and Yento Bras Harav Shraga Shmuel. Today's also sponsored by Mark Intrader, Zeicha Nishmas, his father, Gershon Nechemya Ben Meir, whose free yahrzeit is today. Okay, Shamash Zeven Eliezer. Okay. So we are on the top of Chav Gimel. The Mishnah had mentioned about two dots. It says, B'yantav Chamisha, B'yom HaKippurim, Shisha. So the Mishnah had mentioned that, you know, the amount of people were called up to the Torah on Yontif, there were five aliyos, and in Yom Kippur, there are six aliyos. And then we said on Shabbos, there are seven, and we said you can't make any less, but you can add, you can have hosafas. And there was a machlokas Rishonim, so it was not that hosafas applied to all three, also on Yom Kippur and Yontif, or just the Shabbos. But we seem to go according to Shitas Rashi, that it means that you can add to all, in all days. The Gemara says, Masnisin Mani. Who, in accordance with whose Shita does our Mishnah go? Lo Rabbi Shmuel, it's not the Shita of Rabbi Shmuel, below Rabbi Akiva, and it's not the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. How do we know the Tanya? Their Shitas are explicitly mentioned in Abraisa, the Tanya. But Yontif Chamisha, right? Yontif, you do five Aliyos, Yom Kippur and Shisha, Yom Kippur we do six, B'Shabbos Shiva, and Shabbos Shiva, ain't posting Mehen, the ain't Mosif and Aliyah, and the Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel here says, you're not allowed to have Hosafas. Our Mishnah said, you can do Hosafas. Rabbi Kiva Omer, and Rabbi Kiva says, "Be Yom Tov Chamisha, on Yom Tov you do five, on Yom Kippurim Shiva, on Yom Kippur you do seven, and on Shabbos you do six," which is not like our aim pochsin about Mehen of Almosifalan. You're not allowed to detract, but you can add, which is the opposite for Shabbos and Yom Kippur. He flips it then from our Mishnah. So money, E Rabbi Shmuel, who's our Mishnah like? If it's Rabbi Shmuel, Kasha Tosefes. There's a kasha about the Hosafos. Our Mishnah said you may do Hosafos. This price says, Rabbi Shmuel says, you cannot do Hosafos. The Rabbi Kiva, kasha shisha v'shiva. If it's Rabbi Kiva, we have a kasha on 6 and 7. Our Mishnah says, Yom Kippur 6, Shabbos 7. Rabbi Kiva says, Yom Kippur 7, Shabbos 6. So Amar Rava, Rava says, Tana de Bei Rabbi Shmuel. This goes according to the shita of Tana de Bei Rabbi Shmuel, of a price that was torn to Bei Smedrash Rabbi Shmuel. The Tana de Bei Rabbi Shmuel, because the price and Rabbi Shmuel said, "Be Yom Tov Chamisha, Yom Tov Five, Yom Kippurim Six, Yom Shisha, Ube Shabbos Shiva, Ain't Posting Mehen Aval Mosif in a Land." You can't. That's exactly. So the Gemara says, "Wait a second. So now we have a stira in Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel, the price said you can't add, and this price says you may add." He says, "Dibre Rabbi Kasha de Rabbi Shmuel Ad Rabbi Shmuel." So Gemara answers, you're right. Trade Tanoi, leave the Rabbi Shmuel. There were two brises that were taught in the name of Rabbi Shmuel. One said, no Hosafos. One said, yes Hosafos. Our Mishnah is going in accordance with the brisa, the Shita said, yes Hosafos. Okay. Man Tana Laha Detanya. Who is the author, or in accordance with whose Shita does the following brisa go? Detanya, learn the brisa. B'yontav, on Yontav, Ma'achrim Lavo, they start davening a little later, ma'achrin lavo, not that they come late, but they start davening late, umimharim latseis, and they end davening quickly. On Yontif they come in, they daven faster. Right, so that seems to indicate, right, the Gemara is assuming that if that's the lowest amount of aliyos. This is talking about aliyos, which would be five. Since they come late and leave early, we got to save time, and therefore we cut out the mishaveris. I mean, we cut out an aliyah. We cut out an aliyah, which is the He didn't even get it. Okay. It was a good one, though. Okay, so therefore you call that an aliyah. And Yom Kippur, Mimharin Lavo, they come early. Uma'achin Latzis. And they leave late. Therefore you can have seven aliyahs, the assumption being. And B'Shabbos, Mimharin Lavo, they come early. And they leave early. Therefore six, it's in between. Rashi explains, he says, "Yontav ma'achrim lavo the base knesses. They come later. Why? Should tzarich l'troch pesudas yontav. Kach mufurish m'sechah sofrim. They prepare the yontav meal on the day, so they come a little later, start a little later. And mimharim latzeis, they leave early, mishum simchas yontav. So we make a faster davening. You know, on Yom Kippur, I guess, they don't have to prepare, and they're not going anywhere anyway, so they have a longer davening.
We don't pass them like this, right?
So, u'b'Shabbos mimharim lavo. On Shabbos, they go earlier, Rashi says, shekvar tiknu akol me'erev Shabbos. They would have everything prepared erev Shabbos. The yafel lemahar biyosan, they come early. The kriyas shema kivasikin, the daven basikin on Shabbos. That's what you should do. This whole idea of davening late on Shabbos, I looked it up, and according to what I saw online, it developed in Eastern Europe because they used to have a learning seder in the morning on Shabbos. So they would wake up early, same time, and they would learn, and then they would daven late. The idea of just davening at like 8:30, 9 o'clock, I think seems to, just for the stop, for the reason of davening at 8:30, 9 o'clock is a much later, you know, institution, I would call it otherwise. But Rashi seems to be here clearly that they would daven, they would come earlier to shul, even on Shabbos, come earlier to shul on Shabbos. It's because they're learning. All right.
Envision it's they start diving at 10 o'clock.
Right.
Because they hold the hill from 8 o'clock,
7:30. Okay, so they're doing, right. So so that's a little late for a Litvak like me, but still, I understand why. It's not like they're coming to shul at 10 o'clock.
Exactly.
Okay. But the assumption here is because of what you're doing before and after, that determines whether you come early or come late, and therefore coming early or come late, that one aliyah, I guess, saves time. I don't know how long, I mean, they didn't even make the bracha, so I don't even know how long the aliyahs would, how that would save time. Okay. So lema Rabbi Kiva. So let's say that this brisa goes according to Shita Rabbi Kiva, the Isle Gavra Yaseira. He has the extra person on Yom Kippur, right? So therefore he would have, so on Yom Kippur, if they come early, they leave late, so he can have an extra aliyah. So the Gemara says, no, afilu tame with Rabbi Shmuel. You can even say that this goes according to Shita of Rabbi Shmuel. And it's not really talking about, about the aliyahs. He says, the nefish sidura dioma. The reason why they come earlier and leave later on Yom Kippur is because there's a lot to say. It's a longer davening. So even we do that. We have so that's why it's nothing to do with how many aliyahs. So this brisa is not necessarily in accordance with Shita Rabbi Kiva, can be interpreted even according to Shita Rabbi Shmuel. So then the Gemara says, Hani Shlosha Chamisha Veshiva Kenegin Mi. So we oftentimes, the main set is 3 Elios, 5 Elios, 7 Elios. So Gemara says Kenegin Mi, which seems to be what's our precedent for getting these, leaving these Elias. I think it's more like, what's the precedent for knowing that these numbers are important numbers that we can use to make 3, 5, and 7? Where do we have anywhere where 3, 5, and 7 are used as important numbers? So the Gemara says, connecting me. So Pligi bar Rav Yitzchak bar Nachmeni, this is my cloak, Rav Yitzchak bar Nachmeni, v'chad amei, and one of his colleagues, umanu, and who would that be, Rav Shimon ben Pazi. And some learn it this way, it's a machlokus in Rav Shimon ben Pazi, v'chad amei, and one of his colleagues, umanu, and who's that, Rav Yitzchak bar Nachmeni, it's the same people. And some say it's Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni. Okay. Chad amar keneged birchas kohanim. One says the three is keneged birchas kohanim, which is, Rashi says, Shalosha tevos pasuk rishon, chamisha pasuk sheni, v'shiva pasuk shlishi. That's how it works. In each pasuk, they see that there's this setup of 3, 5, and 7 is something that has set up elsewhere. V'chad amar, one says, keneged shalosha shomer yasaf, chamisha miroei pnei hamelech, v'shiva ro pnei hamelech. It's some way how they would set up the honor guard of the kings. Rashi says, they get this from Achashverosh. Rashi says, shiva heim deksiv, shiva sitisarei paras, umadai. So he learns it from the Achashverosh's honor guard. Tosfos says, he says, Perish Bekuntras to Achashverosh. We're talking about Achashverosh. And he says, Akash, Lomar, Shetiklu Chacham, Kineged, Inyono, Shel Oso Rasha. Why would they make the Takano? Why would they use as a precedent the talking about an evil man? They're going to use what he did. That's what we're going to use as the precedent. But Tosfos says, Achain Perish Rabbeinu Tam, Oso Naksub, Mesefer Yirmiya, Uv Malachim. There's a different source where you can get to 3, 5, and 7, where you can have the honor guard of 3, 5, and 7. Okay. Fine. Amar le Abaye. So Abaye says, who's Rav Yosef? Rav Yosef just said that 3, 5, and 7 is connected the guards. So Abaye says to Rav Yosef, says, Rebbe, Amar le Abaye, Ada idna my time alo parish lan mar. Why did you wait until now, until we got, I guess, all the way to Maseches Megillah, to explain this? I don't know what the question is. And Rav Yosef doesn't say, well, you didn't ask. So he says, Amar le, he says, Rav Yosef says back to him, Amar le, lo hava yadana d'tzichusu le. I never knew that you didn't know this. I didn't know that you needed to know this, right? Umi be'isu mine milsa v'lo amar lechu. Have you ever asked me something I didn't answer? You didn't ask me. I didn't answer, right? I guess it wasn't on the curriculum yet, and you didn't ask about it, so I didn't say it yet. Okay. Then the Gemara says, Amar le Yaakov minoah. So Yaakov, either he's from minoah or Yaakov the min, the apikoros. Tosfos says, Amar le Yaakov, he says, Mitzah Garcina. You have to change Minah to Mitzah. Shem hu Min, because if he's a Min, Lo hayim askiru Yaakov, they wouldn't mention his name. Daksiv Shem Risham Yerkov, the name of the evil people should rot. So he doesn't think it's Yaakov Minah. So Amar le Yaakov, the Rav Yehuda, Hani Shisha the Yom Kippurim. Okay, we just did 3, 5, and 7. What's like the precedent? What's the for 6 on Yom Kippur? Kenegin Mi. So who's that? Where do we see a precedent for that? Amar le, he says it's connected Shisha Sha'amdu Mimino Shal Ezra Vishisha Mishmolo. In Sefer Nechemiah, they talked about Ezra's reading the Torah. He has 6 people on his right and 6 people on the left. We're going to quote the pasuk, and we're going to see that there are seven people on his left. So the Gemara says, "Shenemar." The pasuk says, "Vayamod Ezra sofer al migdal eitz asher asu ledaber vayamod etzlo." Let's count. Matisya, v'shema, v'aniya, v'uriya, v'chilkiya, u'masiya al yimino. That's six on his right. Umi smolo, number one. Pedia, Mishael's two. Malchias three. Chashan four. Cheshbedana five. Zechariah six. Mishalem seven. So what's going on? Someone says right away, Hani Shiva. That's seven. Someone says, no. Havu Hainu Zechariah, Hainu Mishalem. The last two, Zechariah and Mishalem, are the same person. Mishalem is like a description of Zechariah. Vamai Karu Mishalem, or Mishalem, why they call him that? The Mishlam Ba'avodai, V'uvdei. I guess he was a complete, Rashi says he's Tamid B'masav. He's a tzaddik. So he's a Mishulam. That's why they call it that. But it's really six on his right, six on his left. They give a precedent of a Hashivish of six. Okay, and also, now, very important line in the Gemara. Tan Rabbanan, learned in a Braisa. Hakol Olin the Minyan Shiva. Anyone can be called up to be one of the seven. Vafilu Katan, even someone younger than Bar Mitzvah. Vafilu Isha, even a woman. Aval Amru Chachamim, but the Chachamim said, Isha Lo Tikra B'Torah, the woman shouldn't be called to the Torah. Mipnei Kavod HaTzibur, because of Kavod HaTzibur, Rashi defines that Shelo Yeh Kavod Torah VeKavod Navi. Oh no, that's something else. Doesn't Rashi doesn't say? Right. According to this, Al Pi Din Gemara, a woman can be called for an Aliyah, but we don't do that because of Kavod HaTzibur. The Ran points out. He says Lefum Ikar Dina Nami She'ena Mevarech. Really, they should be making the bracha, right? So therefore, he says. Those days when only they would make a bracha, just the opening person and the last person, isha v'katan enkrum rishon v'lo achrom mishum bracha l'fi efshar l'korin ha'cherim she'yitzu b'brachasam, because you have everybody else following them is going to be yotzi with their bracha. So if a katan gets called up for rishon and makes the bracha, so that means sheni shlish revi chamish shishi, they're all being yotzi with his first bracha. Ran says he doesn't like that. So he says, even then, when they would call up a katan or a woman, it wouldn't be one or seven, because they can't be making the bracha. But, he says, miu hashda, but nowadays, the tikkun rabbanu sheyivarchu kulan, well, that doesn't matter anymore, because nowadays, everyone makes their own bracha. Right? Isha the katan korin, afilu rishon v'achron. They came to korin, vadim ivarchin. And since they're called up, they can definitely make the bracha. Me they have a katan, them after benavi. So that a katan can make a bracha on the haftorah. So it seems to me that you don't need to be, it's not like a minyan issue. Right, but there's a covenant Sibur issue that they so, and I'll leave that conversation for everybody else. Okay, Ibayilahu. Now they ask a question. Maftir, the person who's reading the Maftir, which we have as we possibly clearly is number eight on Shabbos, is Maftir Mahu Sheyala Leminyan Shiva. Does it count? Maybe Maftir should just be number seven. The person who's reading the Torah. Person who's reading the Maftir should count as one of the seven, right? We'll make it even shorter davening. We'll only have seven aliyahs. We won't have the eighth for Maftir. So Rav Huna Rav Yirmiyah, Machlokostin Rav Huna and Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba, Chad Amar Ola. One says it counts as the seven, and therefore Maftir is included in the seven. V'chad Amar on Eina Ola. It's not included. You have seven plus Maftir, right? So Manda Amar Ola, the one who says that it's Ola counts, the Hakari. Because he's reading. He's reading from the Torah. He's reading the same. So therefore, he counts. Umanda Amar Eina Ula. One says he's a separate count. He's number eight. Kidu Ula. Like Ula. The Amar Ula. Mei Ma Maftir Benavi. I'm sorry. Mei Ma Maftir Benavi. Sorry, Shayukar B'Torah Tchila. Why is it the person who does the Haftorah has to first get an Aliyah in the Torah? Bipnei Kavod HaTorah. Because it's only because of Kavod HaTorah. As Rashi says, Shelo Yei Kavod HaTorah V'Kavod HaNavi Shavi. Shavi. It shouldn't be that the Torah and the Navi would be equal. You're calling seven people up. You're calling seven people up to read from the Torah, and one person up to read from the Navi, and he gets the same kibud, he gets the same everything. That's not Kavod HaTorah. He says, "Bekevan mishum Kavod HaTorah," and since it's only because of Kavod HaTorah, "Velo mishum chova," and not because of an actual obligation to read an Aliyah of that person reading Aliyah, "Lav miminyanehu." It won't count. It's not the same count, and therefore it's number eight. You have to do it. That's not the same thing. It's being called. He's being called to Torah for a different reason, right? Rashi says, "Bekevan mishum Kavod HaTorah, leminyanah lo salik." It's not going to count for the seven. So let's just read a little bit more and then a couple important tosim if we can get to it. Mesve. So he asks a question. Hamaftir b'navi, the person who's reading from the navi, right? Lo yivchot me esrim ve'echad psukim. He cannot have less than 21 psukim. The Torah should be 21 psukim unless other things come up. Sometimes we don't have it, right? It's me es lo yivchot me esrim ve'echad psukim. Keneged Shiva Shekara Torah. Should be 3 times 7, 3 psukim per ola. Right? Ve'im Isa, and if you're saying that he counts as dominion, im Isa, right, Isa asrim ve'arba havin. Rashi says, Ve'im Isa, the eno ola min a minion, haviluhu shmona shekara batorah, v'chav dalad ba'inan banavi. If he doesn't count, right, if he doesn't count, that means 8 people are reading from the Torah. Therefore, there should be 24 psukim in the Haftorah. Because 8 people would be cool. You're reading 3 psukim per ola. So if I have 7, it's 21. If I have 8, it's 24. Must be, he's one of the 7. That's why you only read 21. Right? He said, and the Gemara says, no. Kevan, the Mishum Kavod HaTorah, says only because of Kavod HaTorah, Kenegdo Nami Lo Boi. We don't count that. He's only, yes, there are 8 people, we would say, but he's not getting called up as a chiyuv, as a chov, to read from the Torah. He's getting called up because of Kavod HaTorah, a separate reason. So that doesn't have to go into the calculation for the Navi. Rashi says, Kenegd lo ba'inan, likvo gimu psukim b'navi, Kenegd osun shakaro hamafti b'Torah. So Masif lo Rava says, wait a second. Oh, so that's later on. We'll get to that in a moment. That's where we say it's really 21 psukim. We'll quote that there's one haftorah here that it's not 21 psukim. But Tosos here, we said, does the matir count for the 7 or not? Okay, clearly for us, we know how we pass them because we call it 8. We have that come into being. So Tosos says, Tosos Chad Amar, Pasak Rabbeinu Tam, the Kaimelon Kimanda Amar Ola. He says that it's clear that we pass them like the one who says it does count. And actually, as I spoke wrong, we do paskin that way. He said, and the Rif paskins that way. He says, "Lokach anu nogim b'ta'anios." When it comes to a tana sibur b'mincha u'betishibav u'veshashlishi maftir, the third person who calls up reads off Torah. If he doesn't count in the minyan, you wouldn't be able to do that. V'chei b'yom kippur b'mincha, so the maftir yona, and pay a lot of money to become for the aliyah. Ah, but why on Shabbos and Yom Tov don't? We have Abba Shabbosos, V'yom Tovim, Ubi Yom Kippurim Shachris, Hamafti Lo Havim Min a Minyan. Not because it doesn't count, halachli, it doesn't count for the Minyan. He does. Why do we call an extra one? The Kavin, the Mutil, the Hosifaleim, since you already say that you're allowed to give Hosafos, or you're allowed to have Hosafos, Yecholim Lanu Lasos Min Hagenu, Aliba the Kuliyama. Then we can do our Minyan, call 8 people, and it can be the Kuliyama, because we don't say all the Shitas. He says, "The ihavi halacha command amar ain't ola." Because if it's according to command amar who says that this maftir doesn't count, well then it's avin and shapir. Then we're doing the right thing. We're having 7 and having an extra one who doesn't count amongst the 7. But if you have nami halacha command amar ola, and if it's according to command amar says that you really can do 7 and not have to have an 8th one because it's ola min a minyan, mikol makom ain't lochus. There's no problem here. Shemut lahosif. Then the maftir is just a hosafa, which is completely permissible according to what we learn in the Mishnah. So that's how we get it. So really, according to this, according to Rabbi Tam, according to Tosos and the Rif, the maftir is ola min a minyan, and that's why on fast days Yom Kippur that you have the third ola reads the Torah. Why do we have an 8th one to be yotze kol hadayos? Either because the 8th one is to be yotze the shita that says it does it's ain ola min a minyan, or the 8th one is a hosafa, and that's it. So when anyone says that in the island Dam, we don't do hosafos, and now we do hosafa every single Shabbos. We do one hosafa.
Cut it out.
Right. Every single Shabbos. Then the next Tosel says, Tosel said that the reason why they said, the Gemara had said, according to the Man Damar who says that it's Eino Ola, why does the Maftir have to read from the Torah? It's because it doesn't count, it doesn't not mean anything. It says because it's because of Kavod HaTorah, right? Who connect with Nami Loba, or that we just said now, that the Maftir. It's 21 psukim to have Torah, not 24, because the one that's being called up for the maftir, it's eno olam in a minyan, because it's only for cause of Kavod HaTorah. So Tosfos says, Rakasha, lefimin hagenu, according to what we do, sha'anu nogim b'kol Shabbos Hashanah, every Shabbos, sha'maftir chozer v'kora, mashakoro arishonim, the maftir goes back and reads exactly on Shabbos. You read exactly the same thing that the person before him read it. The in kora klal acher, Kach im kain my kamishani came in from kovat Torahu kinegdo nami no loba inon adra ba have lomar came with the inkor elamasha kori shown him kinegdo loba inon elosh. Okay, so he says the question is, we look at what we do. What we do is we have the person repeat. If he's eno olam in a minyan, why? How could he be repeating? Must mean that he doesn't count. That's just look, cover the Torah. Just look at what we do. Look at what we do. It's clear that it's Eino Olam in a minion, because otherwise he wouldn't repeat. He would have to say something else. So the Gemara says, Elo Shema Mina, Tosa says, to be Meha Tanoim, during the days of the Tanoim, Haya Hamaftir Korim Mashalo Korim Harishonim. Harishonim, the Maftir, the guy who got the last Aliyah, didn't read what, he didn't repeat it. I guess there was a leftover piece that the Baal Maftir did. And we do that a lot on Yom Tovim and all other, and you know, and holidays, we'd have a different. And Rosh Chodesh, we do have a different maktir. Reading from the Torah is not repeated, right? But Hachin Abi Mashna, we see later on. Okay, Im Kain Shema Mina.
Listen, that goes back to yesterday's question of we do that because we want to add the second day inside. We do that because we change the Haftorah. The Haftorah is changed.
Well, it develops, right?
For the Musaf of the day.
So correct. So then he's going to ask later on. So why don't on Shabbos we do it for the Musaf of the day?
Yesterday.
No, he asked. The Tosos is here.
Oh, that's what.
You can do it now.
Yeah, it's in the Tosos. So he says, "Im kain shemai minash al korim ashal korim rishonim." They would used to not. So he says, "Im kain kasha lama ein anu nogim lasos kain." Why don't we do that? Why do we repeat and not just? Why do we repeat what does Maftir repeat part of Shvi? Why doesn't the Maftir have his own piece? If it's because we say it's ain ola, it says that it is ola. Why does he repeat? So he says v'nira lefi shemimei achachamim during the times of the Gemara before this lo hayu own kaddish being otsan shakaru kodem hamaftir the hamaftir. There was no chatzik kaddish in between. He says lekach hayu hamaftir misayim. Therefore, the maftir was the one who finished the laning, so he laned his own piece part of a separate parsha. Separate from what the Shvi did. Aval achash in istar shas. After the shot later on, v'tiknu lomer kaddish ben osam shakor rishon v'amaftir. But then they made this chatzik kaddish. We'll skip one line. So we'll say k'moshe tiknu lomer baruch sham la'olam amen. They made a kaddish. They said baruch sham la'olam amen. V'yiru einenu achar ashkivenu shalohim reitanoim. The baruch Hashem that we say in Maariv wasn't at the times of the Gemara. V'heim tiknu they were talking it lodiyah tefilas arvis rishus. So everyone would know that Tefillas Maariv is a Rishus. Whoa, that's also a big machlokas from Masechas Brachas, what it means, Rishus, what Rishus means. Hachanami, so to hear, after the seven Aliyahs, Tiknu Lomer Kaddish Bein HaShiva L'Maftir Lodia She'eino Meminyan HaShiva. The reason why we have Chatzik Kaddish is Chatzik Kaddish is a delineator. It separates between the ones that are Olam in a Minyan and the ones that are not counting from the Minyan, right? Because we have seven, and then we have the eighth. And the eighth one is separate. That's why you have Chatzik Kaddish. So he skipped down a little bit. He says, let's keep talking. Ravavino Yo, Hinnig Ibn Eiro, he said that Shafilu Kishamotim Shnei Sifrei Torah. So even when you take out two Sifrei Torahs, Oshlosha Noheg, Minog Zeh, Sheikra Rishonim Hakol, the Maftir Chose Vikora, Mashakora Rishonim. The Maftir repeats, V'chein Hinnig Rabbein Mishalim, V'chein Noegim Achshav, V'chol Tzarfas, V'shino Minhaga Rashi V'Rabosav. It's different. He says that even on Yontif, they would repeat. They would the Maftir would read what was already read. He says Rabbeinu V'hasha Ein. Now the Gemara says V'hasha Ein Motzim Beis Sifrei Torah B'Chol Shabbosos. That's what you guys discussed yesterday. That we don't bring out two Sifrei Torah every Shabbos. Likro Bashnia to read in the second one of Yom Shabbos to read the Psukim of Yom Shabbos. Kemosha Osen B'Yontif. Like on Yontif, you take out a second Sefer Torah to read the Maftir of the Karbanos. Nero Lefish Ein B'Parsha El Shnei Psukim. It's only two Psukim Yom Shabbos. The Ein Korim B'Torah Pachos B'Gimel Psukim. The Ein LaHakim B'Parsha Shalomai La. You can't just take one pasuk from before or the Sain B'Parsha Lamata or take another pasuk from the Parsha afterwards. Mishum Delo Have Inyan Shalom. It's not part of it's not Inyan Shalom.
So the question I guess is yes, it is.
Well,
parsha before that is parsha Korban Tavit.
Right, and it's and we use
can you say that?
And we use that and we use that on Rosh Chodesh. That's a good
why
question. I don't know. I don't know. The Odi Shlomar. So there's another answer. If you should tzarich lahaftir b'chol Shabbos minyan l'shul yom, if you have to do minyan l'shul yom, the ikarim b'shul Shabbos. And if you read that those psukim im kain yetzarich lahaftir b'desalik minei lahainu, you have to read. That v'hainu b'Shabbos im kain you call off Torah minyan echad, it'll be the same haftorah every Shabbos, and that would be boring. I guess. I don't know why that's a consideration. Okay, so maybe that's
it's not even true. Let's say it is true.
Even it is true.
So
what?
True.
We dive in the same thing every Shabbos. We say the same kedusha every Shabbos. You don't say that. That's haftorah. That's haftorah for Shabbos. I don't know. But OJ Shlomar, the fisha ain't kor m'sefer Torah sheni b'karbanos el v'osim shabayin l'kapara. We'll only read karbanos of karbanos that have a sense of or a smidgen of kapara. Kedeparis l'kama perik b'nei ir shekorim b'yontif u'mahani li'Yisrael ki'ilu hikrivan. About Korban Shabbos, ain't boiling like kapara. There's no sense of kapara by the Korban Shabbos. At least there's a fundamental reason why. But I don't know. I think the question is, I don't know.
Way better.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay.
So, question,
I think so. So now, we left off saying that
I'd like to know how the progression to this is.
Well, I don't know how it happened. At least it gives us the progression. How and why it changed, I don't know. We left off saying that one thing that we said was that the Haftorah that you read from the Navi has to have at least 21 psukim, 3 psukim per ola. So the Gemara says, "Vare olo seichem safu." The Haftorah of olo seichem safu. I'm not sure which one that is. It's in Yirmiyah Perek Zayin. I don't know where it's Haftorah is. "Delo havin esher mechad v'karinan." It's not 21 psukim, and we read it. So the Gemara says, "Shani hasam." There, it's different. The Sulik in Yana, because it's one, I guess it's one unit, Sulik in Yana. The Hecha, okay, it's Sulik in Yana, okay. The Hecha, the low Sulik in Yana, low, and if it's not the one in Yana, not, Vamar Rav Shmuel, Bar Abba, Zimnin, Sagin, Havi Kamina, Kameda Rav Yochanan, sometimes before Rav Yochanan, Vikavi Karin, Asara Psukin. He would read 20 Psukin. Amralan, Ifsiku Makam, Sheyish, Turgaman, Shani. So 20 psukim was different because he only read 10 psukim. Why did you read 10 psukim? He should read 21 psukim. You just said, "Oh, we're going to read less than 21 psukim if it's one inyan." You know, he just read 10 psukim. So he said, "No, there was a Torgamon there." So a Torgamon would repeat it. So Shani the Tani, right, the Tani Rav Chalaf Tachlifa Bar Shmuel Lo Shano El Vamakom She Ain Torgamon Avel Makom She Is Torgamon Posik. Because, but then that's only 20.
What does the Torgamon accomplish?
He's repeating the pasuk in Aramaic. That's 20. But where's
10,
the
10?
Yeah.
He's still missing a pasuk.
Yeah, missing a pasuk. It's still 21. Where Rashi says, "Valze anu sonchun she'ein anu mitargimin haftoros." We don't do mitargim by haftoros. So bechol yomos hashana v'chein haparshios. We don't do it. But it's only 20, right? So where are we at 21? I think we're talking. So the Ran says something, right? The Ran says, "Bishub the hadbat the hadei targum have esrin with the targum it's 20." So and the last pasuk they just repeated to make it 21.
Yeah, that's what it says here also.
Yeah, we did 21. Who quotes the Ran? No, okay.
You're Ran.
You're Ran. Okay, it got 21. Next Mishnah. Mishnah says, "Ein parson al shema." We don't do parson al shema, which is a big machlokus what that means. Okay, this is means things that you have to be done with the minyan. Ein parson al shema. Rashi says, "Ein parson al shema minyan habala beis kneses." So a million of people came to the shul. La'achar shekaru at sibor shashma. After they did the whole shema, shemona esrei, everything like that. Omer echad, one of them gets up. Va'omer kaddish ubarchu. He says kaddish barchu. Bracha rishon v'kriya shema. Uparshin lasun chatzi davar. It's almost like a hecha kedusha type thing. He gets up. Need a minion, right? Tosfos says hakonchus peiris bnei adam shabo beisakneset la'achar shvalo at sibor rotsim lomer kaddish ubarchu tzarach asara. But Rabbeinu Tam perish the b'shiva shelo shamu im shalosh achem sagim. 7 + 3 is enough. And later down he says v'yishom refilo shisha. 6 + 4 is enough. Sounds familiar. If you have 6 people, the other 4 can answer, right? V'talmidei Rashi perish shumishmo dafilo b'shvil echad shelo shamu yicholim heim lifros. So according to this, it's sort of like a hecha kedusha idea of you still need a minion. Okay, if you ain't over him lifnei a teva, you don't go before the teva. Rashi says you don't have the first shliach tzibur. You don't daven. You know, the worm should produce without a minion. They know him as kapeyem. You don't do birchas kohanim, which makes sense because it's in Shmon Esrei. So Shmon Esrei needs 10. But we just said this one needs 10. They ain't korim a Torah. Kriyas a Torah, but tzibur has to be with 10. They maftir ben Navi. You have to have a minion for maftir, for haftorah. They ain't osim ma'amaru moshav. You don't do ma'amaru moshav. What's that? Rashi says ma'amaru moshav the mace. Kishenosin as a mace the kovro. When going to bury the mace, hayuyoshim is dain parmim livchos as a mace. They would sit down 7 times and stand up 7 times, host procession to bring when they would go. But rotsa lisvodo lipsod, and everyone wants to do hesped, then would do it. But hachitanya ain't posim shiva ma'amodos umushvos lemacing on obnu karim omnishu yakarim. So it's just, this procession needs 10 people. They ain't omrim birchas avelim. We don't say birchas avelim. The Gemara will explain what that is. Vitanchumi avelim. We don't say tanchumi avelim. Rashi says kishechozim in akvaros. When they came back from the grave, omdim umenachem es ha'avel. Right, you have to do nichum avelim. The ain't shur pechusu meyasara. I guess it's the shuras have to have 10. Ubirchas chasanim, which I think is shavu brachos, need 10. The ain't mezamnim b'shem pachus meyasara. You don't say in the brachos elokenu without 10. Ubikarkos tisha v'kohen. All right. When you're redeeming karka, Rashi says, "Bikarkos shel hektesh habalif dosan tsarich hasara." You need 10 people there to when you do the when you redeem it. The echamim kohen amongst those 10, it has to be a kohen. But adam kayotze behen. And so too, if you're going to redeem a person, the Gemara asks, "Does a person can be kodesh?" We'll see what that means. So the Gemara says, "Minon emili." How do we know this that you need a minion for dvar mishav kedusha? Amr Rabbi Chiya Rabba, we've seen this a few times. It's like a double gzeir shava. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, the Amr Kra. The one pasuk says, "V'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael." I'm going to be sanctified amongst b'nei Yisrael. So kol davar shabakdusha, davar shabakdusha, lo yepachos me'asara. It has to be 10. Mar says, "Wait a second. How do I know that?" Mimai mashma. The Tani Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Tani says, "Asya toch toch." Right? It says nistakti b'toch, and says toch somewhere else. So Asher Tok Tok, Ksiv Hachav and Nikdashdi Besoch Bnei Yisrael, the Ksiv Hassam, and there by Korach it says He Badlu Mitoch Ha'ida. So I have Tok from Kiddush, Tok to Korach. In Korach it says Mitoch Ha'ida, Ha'ida. But Asher Eida, the Ksiv Hassam by the Meraglim, it says Ad Masai LeEida Hara'a Hazos Mal Hanasara Afkanasara. So that's the Eida there was 10 because it was 12 minus Yoshua and Kalev. So I have Eida from there goes to Eida to Korach. Toch from Korach takes the Eda to Toch of Minikdashti, therefore I have 10. I always found it fascinating that we're learning out this idea of Dabar Kedusha from two really bad things that happened. We're learning it out from Korach and the Meraglim, and that's where we get this idea of 10 for Kedusha. Oh, yeah. The Ein Osin Ma'amar Umosha Pochos Me'asara. This Ma'amar Umosha doesn't not less than 10. Again, when everyone's standing up, sitting down, when they're bringing the mace. So Mara says, why? Came in the boy Lemaymar, Umdu Yakarim Amodu, Shvu Yakarim Shvu, Batsar Mesar Lav Orachara. Since there's some sort of MC who says, everyone stand up, everyone sit down, everyone stand up, everyone sit down, does it 7 times? It's not the way to have that in less than 10. Not sure how that answers the question. Okay. Ain Omi Birchas Aveilim and Birchas Kohan, Chasanim. So my Birchas Aveilim, what is Birchas Aveilim? Mara says, Birchas Ruchava. There's a bracha in the street, I believe that's what it means. And Rashi says, Lo Aruch Ara, just go back, Lo Aruch Ara, La Triach Shliach Lakach, Ulakros and Yukarium, the Inkein Mahanach and Rubim. It says, if you order to call people and to do a procession, 10 is the number. Again, that begs the question. Okay, what's Birchas Kohanim? Is Birchas Rechav, is a bracha in the street? The Amar of Yisak, Amar of Yochanan, Birchas Avelim Basara, the Ein Avelim and a Minyan. The Birchas Avelim is with 10, but the Avel doesn't count amongst the 10. Birchas Chasanim, which is Shever Brachos, is also Basara. V'chassadim in a minion, but the chassan counts as the minion. Rashi says, "Ein aveilim in a minion." Why? Sherehu omer bracha leminachemim ifnei atzvan achenu baal hagmol yeshalom lechem gabulchem atov brachat Hashem yeshalom gabul ulaveilim ifnei atzvan. In other words, they're each blessing each other. So the avel is making a bracha for everybody who's come to be menachemim, and the menachemim making a bracha to the avel specific to him. So if you're making a bracha specific towards somebody else, those other people can't count. Like if we're making a bracha specifically for the avel, it has to be 10 of us making the bracha for him, not him counting. When it comes to the chasanim, it's not a bracha for the chasan. It's a bracha, I guess, for the simcha, shavah, poda, so therefore he can count. The aim is amen al-mazim, m'shem, pachtum, yasara. In order to say, imbokenu, and benching, right, in the zimun, you have to have 10. Why? Kevin, devar, lememar, nevarach, lokenu, batzim, yasara, lavarach, lora. It begs the question. Since we're going to say lokenu, you need 10. No, we just said, you need 10 to say lokenu. It's circular. Okay. The hakarkos, tisha v'koin, v'adam v'yotzeh. When it comes to redeeming the karkos, you need 9 people plus 1 koin. So we know immediately that that's how it goes. Amar Shmuel, because asara kohanim ksuva v'parsha. 10 times during the, not one parsha, 10 times throughout all the different parshas of redemption, the words kohanim are mentioned 10 times. Okay? Rashi says, yu kohanim ksuva v'parshos hakdeshos. Shlosha ve'erichin, v'shlosha ve'behema, v'arbar v'karkos, v'kevin de'mishalmi v'hu v'asara, v'in asara gavre. So we need 10 people. Okay, why don't we need 10 kohanim? The Gemara says, chad l'kufei, we need one to teach us that you need a person there, for the kohen there, v'iduch have a miut achar miut. And each time afterwards, it's a miut achar miut. Right, so v'ein miut achar miut, el l'rabos teach l'Yisraelim. I have one for the kohen, then the next one is a miut achar miut, so that's Yisrael. So it ends up being 9 Yisraelim. So Gemara says, wait a second. So it's not Yisraelim Echad Kohen. So the aim of Chamisha Kohen and Chamisha Yisraelim Kasha. It's the way, if it's Mirach or Mirach, it should be 5. 5 and 5. Kohen, 1. Next time it says Kohen, Yisrael. Mirach or Mirach, Rabos Yisrael. Next Kohen's a Kohen. The next Kohen is Amir Achar Miut, which would be Yisrael. So it should be 5 and 5. The Gemara leaves as Akasha. Okay. Then the Gemara said, but Adam Kayotze Behen. Also, when you redeem a person, also you have to have this setup of one Kohen amongst nine Yisraelim. So the Gemara says, Adam be Kadosh. Wait, how are you redeeming a person? Can you make a human being Kadosh? That doesn't work. So Gemara says, no, I'm Rabbi Vavo, but Omer demi alai. He says, my value, right, is going to be cut hektish, whatever I'm worth. So how do you figure out what he's worth? He didn't say Erech. Erech goes by the chart that's set out at the end of Parsha, in the end of Sefer Vayikra. But if you say my value, it's whatever your value is. How do you figure out the value? The Tanya, Ha'omer, Demei Alai, my value should be Hektesh. Shaman Oso Ke'eved, right? You compare him, you value him based on what his worth would be on the slave market. Because it used to be an active slave market. What would this type of person at 5 foot, whatever, weighing, you know, overweight, middle-aged man, what would he get on the slave market? That's what he then owes. So in order to make that determination, you needed a dominion. Why? The Eved Ikdish LeKarkos, because Avadim have similar, are compared oftentimes to Karkos. Karko, we just said, needs the 10. So
Karin did it by himself.
He needed 10 people around, according to this. He says, Eved Ikdish LeKarkos, Tiksiv, the pasuk says, V'his nachlasem osam livneichem achareichem lareshes osa. Right, Rashi says, right, and then it says, I think it says, Ethel Ola Behem Tavodu. Right, that's what the continuation of the pasuk. So you have Avadim is compared to Karka. Karkos needs 10. Avadim needs 10. A person who makdish himself is makdish himself based on the value of him being an Eved. Therefore, he also would need 10 in order to do this evaluation. Okay, we will stop here. Pick up tomorrow with the Mishnah. 10? No.